And currently, we have 64 degrees in Amherst, 63 in Lynchburg, 64 in Bedford, 64 in Salem and Roanoke, and 66 in Danville.
Everything about COVID is sad. I mean, there's some good. Like, to be honest, you've got an excuse for anything you don't want to attend. Just right there. I use it all the time. And I have no doubt, if I'm honest with myself, I'm going to be using this until 2030 for parties I don't want to go to. You're going to be like, hey, can you come to my get-together? Can you come to our baby gender reveal? Oh, no, I got a tickle in my throat. Can't make it. Oh, but they have a vaccine now, Steve. It's 2030. I got a cheap one. Yeah, it's not good. You don't want to.
It's true. It's very, very true.
I think there was part. Are you going to do the part where he talks about church? If you're not, I'll go ahead and let that cat out of the bag.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Because he talks about, he uses
avoiding
that,
church.
Yeah, avoiding church. And it reminded me of the story of the guy that said, you know, I can't go to church. And he was telling his wife, and I mean, he went through this whole list. The people aren't friendly. You know, I do have a little scratch in my throat. You know, people are always showing up late. And you know how I am about being on time. And he goes down through the list. And she says, honey, those are all great reasons. But you're the pastor.
You have to go.
You have to go.
Hey, we just got a text from a listener who says they just came through 460 and 501. It's all clear now.
Oh, good. Thank you.
So we are good to go.
Appreciate that.
And that's good to know.
Accident a little bit earlier.
Right. So let's talk about this incident that Bill touched on just a minute ago. This shooting in Lynchburg. We are getting... So what is the deal?
I think it was Jackson and 4th Street. Happened 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, this didn't happen at night.
Right.
This happened...
Four young people.
In broad daylight.
Range in age from 14 to 17, discharging firearms. I mean, come on, people.
Yeah, it's just... I don't... Yeah, they've arrested 4 teens mm-hmm. now. They flagged the man down mm-hmm. and forced them out of their car.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess they stopped because they thought they were in trouble.
Right.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Anytime you see, and this is the problem.
This
and
is
I've had
hard.
This is very difficult.
Yes.
This isn't the first time things like this have happened.
Mm-hmm.
There are also packs of teens. Mm-hmm. As young as 12 and as old as like 20.
Right.
All hanging together, and they'll harass people.
Right.
If you want to call 911 and say there may be some kids in distress, but it was a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Charged with robbery, grand larceny, use of a firearm, and the commission of a felony.
Yeah. And your heart breaks because... You know, these kids, they just changed the trajectory of their life yesterday.
Forever.
It just changed.
And part of it is, you know, we're all so dumb at that age.
Mm-hmm.
We do dumb things. Now, mm-hmm. I would have never done anything like that. But they don't realize how this is going to impact them forever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I don't know.
I'll tell you a quick story. Scared the tar out of me. I was like 16, I think, or 15, and we all rode motorcycles, and there was a place on Ridge Road. It wasn't developed yet. And a lot of orange groves, Janet, where I grew up.
Sure.
And those orange groves eventually turned into developments, but these are still
sad.
Orange groves at the time. And we were up on a hill, like a bank, and we were throwing oranges at cars.
Oh, geez.
Silly. There was about 10 of us.
Which could do some damage.
Yeah. And we didn't know it. Well, we hit a garbage truck. Okay. They stopped. So we were a little scared, but we were way off the road. I mean, mm-hmm. what I learned that night is, you know those little side lanterns on the side of a sheriff's car?
Yeah.
How much they'll light up the sky? We hit an unmarked sheriff's car. Only reason he couldn't see us is the way he shot the light up. It deflected off the top of the ridge, and it went right over top of us. We flipped out and we started running. I've never run so much in my life. They sent out a helicopter.
Oh.
There, where we were, we could go to a certain buddy's house. I won't mention the name because we knew that he lived. And we went and hid out for a couple hours. I was never so afraid in my whole life.
That's
crazy. And that was it for me. Never did anything like that again.
Mm-mm. Wow.
And I mean, you know, you, and I know it's morning time, but you know when you say you almost doodled in your pants, I almost did.
Well, maybe that was a lesson well learned.
Because my fear fear of my parents were as high as my fear of the law.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a grown girl.
Right.
I mean, I was in my I was living on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And there were things that I wouldn't do for fear that my mama or Jesus was going to come back and set me straight.
Sure.
So I never slept out of my house. Mm-hmm. I never, you know, I was just.
Yeah.
Not that I was. It was not fear.
Right.
It was respect and the idea that I would disappoint them.
Sure.
And that was too much, because all Daddy had to say was, "I'm so disappointed."
What did they ever use your middle name in correction? Is it Lynn?
Janet Lynn Rose, okay. Front and center.
Yeah.
If you got that one, it was like, holy crap, I don't know what I've done, but it ain't good. Yeah, right.
Hey, we're excited to have on the line Robert Cloutis. We had him in just a couple of weeks ago with one of his associates, and we talked about the 20th annual Truckers Parade Against Cancer, and he's on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing great. We're excited about your event. It's tomorrow, right?
It starts tomorrow, yes. We'll start out at around 6:30 in the morning, getting the trucks in line, getting the banners put on, setting up all the things that we'll have there for the kids to do. And the parade starts at 3:30. I'd love to see as many people come out and just make an afternoon of it, get there about 1 o'clock, walk through and look at the trucks. And the kids they're going to have a bunch of trucks there, the monster trucks, a military vehicle, some rescue vehicles and all for the kids to actually get in and own. So it's going to be a fun day. I'm looking forward to it. I'm getting a little bit excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any idea how many trucks you're going to have tomorrow? Do you have a final number?
I don't have the exact number. In a conversation yesterday, I was told that we have surpassed what we did in 2019, there were 250 trucks.
Wow.
Holy cow.
There's supposedly more than that right now. And okay. I was also told there's well over 300 banners that will be displayed.
Sweet.
And, you know, each banner is either someone that has, that is fighting the battle against cancer, or that is someone who has lost that battle. And, you know, it's just unreal for a county as small as Charlotte to have that many names, you know, to just ride by that have had an issue with cancer. It's a worthwhile endeavor. I mean, as we said before, everything on all the dollars that we raise is all earmarked for cancer research.
Mm.
And, you know, I'd love to think that one day, tomorrow, Monday, as soon as possible, that one of the dollars that we actually raise for the Cancer Society actually finds that research that cures cancer.
Mm.
That would be a blessing for all of us.
We've already seen so many strides made in that area, and this is a wonderful way to continue funding that work. The 20th Truckers Parade Against Cancer. It's going to be tomorrow. It's going to start at 3:30 at Randolph Henry High School. And people can stop all along the way, I guess, Route 40 to Route 47 to Drake's Branch, and then Highway 59 to Keysville, and then 40 down King Street, right?
That is correct, all the way out to Central Virginia, Southside Virginia Community College. And
excellent.
You know, anywhere along the way they want to stop, but there are places that, you know, it's real easy parking there to view the parade.
Mm-hmm.
These guys that own these trucks and to drive these trucks put a lot of effort into the spit shine. They polish on them things from the moment they get off on Friday evening. Some of them work through the night because you got to realize some of these trucks come right out of the woods,
right.
You know, spot trucks for loggers and this, that, and the other. So they have quite a task to get the vehicles clean. And it's just amazing how clean they can really get them with the work they do on them. So come out and support them. We're looking for a big crowd. We're hoping for a big crowd,
yeah.
Since this is our 20th event.
Well, we are going to spread the word and hope we can get everybody out, and we wish you most luck tomorrow, okay?
Well, y'all have a blessed day, and like I say, I listened to George Flickinger and Will. They seem to think that tomorrow, after about 9 o'clock, the weather is going to cooperate with us.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
That's out of all of our hands. But,
sure.
That's right.
We're hoping for a good weather day to go along with all the events that are going on. So as I was telling my wife yesterday, be real good. You could ride by the railroad day, leave there, come to Charlotte Courthouse, watch the truckers parade and kind of mingle around and look at the trucks, and then turn right back and go back and catch the events at night at the railroad day. So you could make an entire day of it within 30 minutes of each other.
There you go. That'd be great. A lot going on that part of the state tomorrow, in that part of the state. Robert, thank you again for touching base with us this morning. Robert Claudis, he is helping head up the 20th Truckers Parade Against Cancer. That's tomorrow. And you can go online and just Google that and find out the website and all the information. Hopefully they'll have a great day there tomorrow, Janet.
Yep.
So are you familiar with the Captain Kirk going into space for real?
William Shatner?
He's going into space for real. We're going to talk about that coming up here, coming out of the break. It's the Morning Jam. Janet has some more Friday funnies lined up for you. I'm just so glad that you're listening. You could be listening to a podcast or watching TV or still in bed, but you've made the choice to listen to us, and we so greatly appreciate it on this Friday.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark
on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Those are new, and you got to keep them. Keep the rules on the floor. Don't go the wrong way. That's how it spreads. Go the wrong way, the Cheerios will know. When they showed up, I didn't know what to do, because I was like, but I just want the peanut butter right there. I can touch it. I see it, and I want it. It's for me. And they're like, if you want the peanut butter that's right there, don't go down that aisle. Just go down that aisle right next door. Go down all the way to the end by the milk and come on back. Just go all the way down. Come on back, and you'll stand 2 feet from where you were, but then you can touch it. And that's safer. And like, okay, I'll do that. And I follow the rules in the grocery store. I wander around like this little rat in the maze. And sometimes other people don't follow the rules. And that is, when you step into an aisle and there's someone going the wrong way, what do you do, right? Oh, the tension in that moment. Do you get all preachy? Here's what happens, is it actually becomes much like a Western standoff. just you and them, and you just kind of square up to them, and you can hear the music in your head, just woo-wee-woo, and it's even more Western, because you both have bandanas on. And
there you go. See?
That's so true. So, I've been there in Aldi's.
Well, and then they've got the arrows,
right?
Like going places, but nobody's paying attention to the arrows, and then it's very annoying.
It is.
So then you get the stink eye, because it's like, come on, people, work with me here.
Yeah.
And then if you're at the Walmart, then you have the people who stop and have the family reunion still, and you're really not supposed to be doing that. I don't know. It's crazy.
You know, there's a place, Janet. There's a place where there is no aisle.
No arrows on the floor.
Only stars.
Uh-huh.
William Shatner at 90, I believe. Isn't he 90? He's close to it.
He would have to be.
He's actually going up in space. He is joining Jeff Bezos in his rocket ship, which has got an interesting design to it.
They're going to be up there for like 9 minutes, right?
I think so.
I mean, it's like a plane flight. I really don't get what the big deal is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're going to be up there seeing what they saw in Apollo 13.
Jeez.
It's not like they're going to be floating around.
We talked about Debbie Downer earlier,
right? I'm not being a downer. I'm just saying.
Aren't you willing to spend
We act like they're going up in Sputnik or something. I don't know. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, you.
Here's what amazes me.
You're 90. I hope you don't kick the bucket in the... that it's going to be stressful.
What's on his bucket list?
Well, you know? There you go.
It is interesting that the apparatus that shoots the rocket and then the capsule separates, the rocket literally came back and landed on the same platform that it took off of. The major part of the fuselage, I guess you'd call it. I don't know. I'm not a big rocket guy. I do like Rocket Man, but I'm just amazed that it does that. And then they, of course, you know, it's a big deal for Jeff Bezos. This is going to be his second flight in just a few months.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm missing it.
I think it's the thrill. Okay, you remember?
I mean, is anybody wearing a GoPro so we can really see what this is like?
Do you remember Molly Shannon's character on Talladega Nights?
Oh yeah.
Well,
the drunkard.
Yeah, she drank a lot. But she would when they'd come into the sky booth, mm-hmm. the guy that owned the NASCAR team, he'd bring in all these business associates and she would just rub her hands in their face and kiss them and
yeah,
stuff.
She
and
he was goes drunk.
Oh, she's very affectionate.
Yeah.
And she got, and then she said, I love the roar of the machine. She's holding onto the countertop like, oh,
it's
I just love
so
it.
Weird.
Anyway, I think they love the roar of the rockets. Knowing you've got that much thrust behind you, pushing you into space, it's an exciting thing. I mean,
must be a guy thing. I don't know.
I think it's a, I mean, it's a gal
Although,
thing, too.
Although, I will say, when we're riding in the truck.
Right.
And I see, you know, Mark roll down the windows. Mm-hmm. I know he's getting ready to open it up.
Ah.
Because okay. He does love that sound.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that is it. I don't know.
Yeah. This is a V8 1,000 times over.
Right. I guess so. Well, coming up, we're going to have Kimberly McBroom. She's going to share some stories for you from Roanoke, Lynchburg, and on the south side. So mm-hmm. We'll break that down at the bottom of the hour. And we're also going to talk to Julie Wheeler from the Better Business Bureau. Mm-hmm. To tell us about some of the latest scams. You know, people are shopping earlier than ever
right
now.
Yeah.
As well they should be mm-hmm. because, you know, a lot of people have been furloughed or they're out of work. Mm-hmm. And so I think people are a little nervous
right.
about the holiday season. So people are shopping earlier, they're saying.
Right.
They anticipate sales growing about 7% over last year's spending, but shoppers should expect fewer discounts, longer shipping times, and limited inventory overall.
Right.
So here's some of the tips. They say always search for coupons and online codes. And there are also a lot of apps that help consolidate where to find coupons. Mm-hmm. So you can download those. Take advantage of discounts for giving your email, but they say create a new email just for this.
Oh, okay.
Don't use your regular email. Just go
create
one.
You don't get spammed and stuff. You know.
Yeah, just for that.
Okay.
And they say have a conversation with your family and friends to decide if you should even exchange gifts
right.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
Try carrying, if you are going shopping, try carrying only large bills because we always know it's hard to break that bill.
Right, sure.
Mentally, there's something about
yeah.
it. Do I really want to break this 100? Mm-hmm. Is it really worth it
yeah.
to do that? They say don't forget about gift cards. Still a good way to save money. You know, some places you can, I know at Kroger, mm-hmm. they'll run these specials where you can get... But if you buy gift cards from them, you get all these gas points.
Yeah, you
and
get
stuff.
Like 2 and 3 times the gas points on certain days and that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a smart thing to
mm-hmm.
do. And they say consider making a gift instead of buying one.
Right.
I think we're going to have a very vintage Christmas this
mm-hmm.
year
mm-hmm.
because especially among the girls, because we all like kind of older things.
Right.
We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
But you remember how difficult it was last year to get gifts out. You remember our producer last year?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think his stuff ever got there.
You know what? Yeah, that's right. And then he had, I mean, here's the thing. When you do all the right stuff and you check all the right boxes and then it blows up in your face and the onus is put on you to prove everything you said was true when you've got documentation,
right.
It's a hassle.
Yeah. This week, the U.S. set a record of 65 container ships waiting to be unloaded at ports on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Just, you know, showing the strain on the supply chain.
Yep, and the truck drivers to push those containers out once they get unloaded.
Yep, and they say we're going to have less to choose from this holiday season, mm-hmm. may have to pay more, and due to massive supply chain delays, experts say it may not be a bad idea to just go ahead and start knocking some of that out now.
Yeah.
I like the idea of a homemade Christmas or a vintage Christmas. I'm all about that.
Gotcha.
But that's just me.
Yeah. All right.
Unless, of course, you're not gifted in that way, and then don't do that.
Yeah.
Because that could go horribly wrong.
This is true.
Yeah. I all sent you an example just yesterday
yeah,
of how that could go horribly wrong. Not everyone should crochet. That's all I'm saying. All right, we'll be back with some local headlines.
I can't talk about it.
On the Morning Jam. I'm Janet Rose.
I'm Mark Lamb. We have some Friday funnies lined up for you as well. So thank you so much again for being with us. CBS News Brief is next.
And currently 66 degrees in Danville, 64 in Roanoke and Salem. We have 64 in Lynchburg and Bedford and in Amherst.
You and I have a mutual friend. We call him T around here. He's a construction guy, but he's also into bees. He loves bees. He talks about his girls all the time. And when he does have girls. He has two girls, by the way. But usually he's talking about his girls that are flying around, his bees. And this is just brings joy into his life, and it brings joy into ours because we get to benefit from all the things that his bees get to do for us, making good honey. The Botetourt County Farmers Market, the Beekeepers Association presents the first Honey Fest.
Oh.
Yes, okay. I'm loving it. The event takes place in Daleville at the town center. It's tomorrow from 8:30 to noon. Honey Fest includes honey tasting and competition, beekeeping demonstrations, and more. This sounds like there's so many things going on tomorrow. I wish tomorrow had about 5-6 days to do it because there's so many choices
a lot of stuff,
in our listening area to go take part of. But if you want to check that out, again, go to the Daleville Town Center tomorrow at 8:30 until noon for the first of, I hopefully think, many Honey Fest festivals coming in the future.
Appalachian Power recently announced its plan for the first step in making improvements to a power grid serving five Virginia counties. That's going to include Patrick and Carroll counties. The Stewart Area Improvement Project will provide a new electrical source to accommodate the current electrical needs in those counties and will increase electricity reliability. The first step of the Stewart Area Improvements is the Stewart-Willis Gap Transmission Line Project that's located in Patrick and Carroll counties. And it will involve constructing 22 miles of transmission line, building two new substations, and retiring the current Stewart substation. So it looks like they're going to have some much more reliable electricity coming to those areas of Patrick and Carroll counties.
Good. It's always important to make sure we're keeping all the updates on the grid because the needs are great. We had stories just over the summer when we were having super hot days. The folks in Southside asking, hey, dial it back on your thermostat. It literally could make a difference of the grid being able to stay up and running correctly.
Yeah.
So we always enjoy having this young lady on the radio, Julie Wheeler from the Better Business Bureau, always keeping us up to date on online scams and so forth. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
We're doing great. Now, it's interesting. This is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. I'm thinking that should be Cybersecurity Awareness Month every month, but it's specifically set aside for this month as we head into the shopping season for Christmas.
Yeah, this is one of those things we need to be doing every month, every day, every hour, because, you know, protecting ourselves online with all the time that we spend on different devices mm-hmm. is more important every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, people are shopping more than ever, earlier than ever, because of supply chains and things like that. We were talking about that in our last half hour. Are you seeing that people are doing more online and shopping earlier than ever?
Well, it certainly is what everybody is saying they need to do. They're concerned about whether those popular items are going to be available. And obviously with some of the computer chip issues, you know, technology items may be less available than they have in the past. And so I think people are starting earlier. And obviously the pandemic drove a lot of people to shop online who maybe didn't shop online before.
Right.
I would encourage us, though, to get out there and go to our local retailers or our local shops. Because they do have great things, and it is a way to touch and feel and, you know, and maybe see what you're doing rather than just buying it online.
And not get spammed.
Mm.
Absolutely. There you know where it is. You know where to take it back if you have a problem. It's a little bit easier than, you know you're on a legitimate site.
So. Yeah. You know, Julie, I've got a little bit of common sense when it comes to the internet, but there's so many these men and women are super smart. They can make their websites and their emails look so genuine.
There was a Neiman Marcus one just this week
mm-hmm.
that was rotating around. Lots and lots of ads on places like Facebook. You want to speak to that?
Absolutely. So if you think, you got to be really careful when you're clicking on links anywhere, whether it's an email or whether it's out of a social feed. We see a lot of things pop up on social media, and a lot of time it mimics things maybe you've been searching for. So maybe you've been searching for a perfect pair of jeans, so now you start getting all these ads pop up in your Facebook for the perfect pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not from a legitimate site, or it's not from a site you've ever heard of. You know, sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's sites with names that sound familiar, or maybe it's just like we've got these great deals, and they show pictures of the same thing you've been looking for at a much lower price. We do find that there are fake sites set up where they offer merchandise for sale that they've taken pictures off of other sites mm-hmm. and put on there that they're offering. And if you get something, it's not going to be of the quality, the fabric, size, anything that you thought you were ordering. So please, please, please only shop on sites that you know, and type those website addresses in yourself on your browser. Don't click on a link that you receive because you truly never know where you're being taken, unfortunately.
The website Wish, I think it's wish.com, if I got it right, that's the one where sometimes you can order something and it literally could take weeks, even under normal circumstances. Are you familiar with that site, and are you aware of any real complaints that things don't show up, or just like you said, the quality is not there?
It always looks too good to be true. Always.
Well, and I'm not familiar with that one specifically, but there are sites like that where maybe they aggregate a lot of different vendors
mm-hmm.
Or a lot of different merchandise, and so it's like a third party. They're almost like brokering. So you go and you order something. Now they've got to find it or get it from someone. So it obviously is not going to be as quick as if you directly go to, you know, maybe the retailer or even some of the things where you can order directly from the manufacturer. So anytime you're dealing on those types of sites, you want to make sure that they have access to the merchandise and that they do have a return policy.
Mm-hmm.
And always use a credit card, not a debit card, in case you have a problem, so you can dispute the charge if they will not give you a credit.
I've mentioned this on the air with you before, that we have a AAA card that we can put money on, and then we can shop. I've only had one or two purchases say they wouldn't recognize the card. That's kind of a safe way. But Janet just brought up before we went into the break that you don't use your regular email. Create an email that would be just for your purchases. That way you're not getting spam constantly at your regular email address. You know, have to sort through that stuff. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a great idea to set up a different email address. We also recommend it for people that are looking for jobs. But online shopping is a great one too. And then you know where that information is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know that maybe you made a purchase on abc.com, and now all of a sudden you're starting to get all these solicitations. but that's the only place you've used that email address. So it's a great way to see how, unfortunately, how businesses are using your information, which goes all the way back to what we started with, which was cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you want to protect your privacy as best you can. You know, lock down those privacy settings. Don't click to allow all cookies. Don't click to allow them to share your information for marketing purposes. You know, you have to tell them now that they're able to do that, whereas in the past we just had to opt out if we didn't want them to do it. So we have a little bit more control, but we still have to check the box or make sure that we are protecting ourselves as best we can.
You know, Janet and I believe in limited government. There is a place for government to be involved with stuff like this, you know, bringing up legislation and actually voting on it that actually helps protect the consumer. Are there any things out there that they're talking about that you're aware of that will actually help put some more layers of security out there for the consumer in America?
Well, I think we've actually seen a lot happen because of, obviously, with the past election and how maybe the social sites were influencing or doing things to where they are putting more power in our place, mm-hmm. you know, and in our lap to be able to limit what we see or shut down or not see. But there's a lot more need to be done. I think so. I mean, I think there is some stuff that they're trying to work on. But then you get into the free enterprise and freedom of speech. So there's a whole lot of things that get tangled up in what they can and can't do. One thing that just went into effect, which is off this topic kind of, but all of us will be happy to hear, on robocalls, to where they are now requiring a government action, FCC action went into place where the phone providers now have to validate the number, that it's an actual coming from the number that it says it is.
Oh, they can't spoof your number, in other words?
Yes, so it's really going to cut down, hopefully, on the spoofing of phone numbers
mm-hmm.
and the robocalls or even just spam calls that you receive.
Just shift gears slightly here, because Janet and I constantly are talking about different cities or companies doing job fairs. There are 10 million, I believe you said, Janet, earlier in the week, 10.2 million jobs available out there. There's a lot of sites out there like Monster and others, Indeed, but here again, the scammers take advantage of that too. What do we need to watch out for when it comes to, like, let's say I'm searching for a job, but they're asking for my information and so on?
Well, absolutely. That's one of the things that we've seen a huge increase in with the pandemic, where people are looking online for jobs rather than maybe the typical of going and filling out an application. A couple of key things on job searches. You should not have to provide all of your personal information up front, social security numbers, birth dates, or anything, until you've actually been hired from a legitimate company. You shouldn't have to provide that information. And you absolutely should not have to pay. You shouldn't have to pay an application fee.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to pay to get employed. And be very careful about anything where they say you can work from home, and you're going to be a reshipper. So they're going to send you, have stuff sent to your house, and then have you reship it. Typically, that is stolen goods.
Those
are stolen goods being shipped to you.
Yikes.
They use fraudulent credit cards.
Wow.
So now you've been put in the middle of a crime triangle, frankly.
Wow, I wasn't aware of that one.
So if people want to, if they're suspecting that something isn't right, where's the best place for them to go and kind of, I mean, I know lots of times if I'm tempted to buy something, I'll go online and I'll look for reviews of that company. If I can't find any reviews, I usually am like, no, I'm not going to buy from them. You all have tools on your website for a lot of these things, right?
Yes, we do. We have our scam tracker tool. So maybe you receive a solicitation, maybe you visit a website you're not quite sure about. You can go to our scam tracker and actually enter some keywords about what the site was, what the solicitation was, and you can see if anybody else has reported something similar that has happened. So it's a good way to find out, is everybody getting the same call that I'm getting? So use that. You also can check our sites for, you know, company names. We do have complaints and reviews on companies, or always just give us a call. You know, it's a great idea to look for reviews, because if something is out there and they're offering you this great deal and nobody has posted anything about it, chances are it's something that's, you know, like a pop-up, just this happened in the last month or so, week or so, whatever, and isn't legitimate.
Hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And as always, we welcome your insight on these things. And we know that the Better Business Bureau is a great resource for our listeners to keep them safe and scam-free. So thanks again for joining us.
Well, thank you. Always my pleasure.
Julie Wheeler from the Better Business Bureau. It is 7:48. Janet has some more Friday funnies coming your way. Mm-hmm. Some good ones in the queue. Also, Jacob Mast from Poplar Grove Golf will be in the studio to talk to us about some special things coming up as well. It's the Morning Jam. It's Friday. We're so glad that you're with us.
Start your mornings on the right foot
and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
To most of you guys in here, but I grew up in a Hispanic neighborhood, predominantly Hispanic, and they all thought I was Dominican because I could roll my R's. Like, whenever I say my name, I'll be like, hi, I'm Orlando. And they get real excited, you know? They'll be like, Orlandito! Orlando, ¿qué vaso? And then I'd have to tell them the truth. Sorry, I'm basketball black, not baseball black.
Harsh reality.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow. That reminds me of an Office episode.
Basketball actually. Black, but not baseball black.
All right.
Hey, baseball, right? We're right here. The pennant race, the World Series right around the corner. My father-in-law coming in from Florida here soon.
He'll be all excited.
He and I get to usually catch. They come for the refuel conference at Thomas Road every year, and it just happens to be the same time that the playoffs are winding down in the World Series. We'll usually catch one or two of those games.
Well, we're not together. Talking about basketball.
We're talking about baseball. A ball. We're talking about a ball.
Well, golf ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that.
Jacob Mast in the studio from Poplar Grove. It's ranked the 14th in Virginia golf course by Golf Digest. Welcome, Jacob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me in here.
Yeah. So you guys have a lot going on up there before we close out the year 2021. I know with the pandemic, I don't know if it affects you guys a whole lot because you've got a big wide open course and people can keep their distance.
Sure, yeah. If anything, we were busier this year. So we were excited for the opportunity to showcase a beautiful golf course to the folks here in Central Virginia. And I had a great tournament schedule this year, lots of events. We just finished up a couples golf event last week with a wine tasting and Ooh. Live music. It was really popular. We had 60 people out for that.
Awesome.
And we got about two more events the rest of the year to wrap the season up. So we're looking forward to that. The Invitational's next weekend, October 16th and 17th, bringing some good players in from around the state, some regional players, local players, and just trying to showcase, again, a championship golf course here to the good people in Central Virginia.
So what does it look like? Because I explained before you came on here that I'd hurt my back. I just got into golfing and hurt my back and I had to give it up. But let's just say I want to watch some of these guys play. What does that look like for someone to just come to Amherst and watch this tournament? Does
yeah,
that
it's
work?
Certainly open for people to come watch. You know, they can get a spectator cart and go drive around, stay on the cart path, stay aware of the golfers and, you know, have good etiquette. Don't bring your blowhorns and all
right.
that. But no,
Darn
definitely.
It.
That's right. But it should be a great time. We're looking forward to hosting some good players out there. And again, it should be a great experience for those players to see a championship golf course.
So what is, you know, as you look ahead, because you guys are planning now for next year, what kind of events do you have lined up that you can talk to us about right now for 2022?
Yeah, we always do a swing into spring to kick things off, usually in mid to late March, a captain's choice format, something fun. That was one of our biggest events of the year this current year. We had like almost 100 golfers for that. So mark your calendars for early March of 2022. It's going to be popular. Then couples golf again, we'll do that again in the spring. I think we did that in April last year. We had Ankita Ridge Vineyards out for that one. Great chance to get out and, you know, mingle with some folks, meet some new people that you might not know already, and experience a great facility.
I'm looking at your website right now, poplargrovegolf.com. It's a beautiful picture of this lake, and then you can see some of the sand?
Bunkers.
The bunkers, yep. Thank you.
There's quite a few of them out there.
Yeah, you can see quite a few from that shot. This layout for this course is quite amazing. What sets it apart from some, other than the view I'm looking at right now, that sets it apart from other, you know, golf courses, you know, around our region?
Sure. Well, primarily it's Sam Snead's last design. He was the champion. He's still a winningest golfer on the PGA Tour. Did a great design layout with Ed Carton, who also did some courses in the area. But it's the experience of Poplar Grove. It's the layout, it's the views, the variety of the shots that you're required to hit, the risk-reward nature of the course. It's just a spectacular property with a lot of beauty to it, both natural and things that we've superimposed on the property. And it's just a really, really nice experience.
You know, we have Christmas coming up. And, you know, unless you have to buy some clubs or whatever, and you're, let's just say my son has shown an interest in golf, or my daughter has shown an interest in golf. What could we do as a parent, or even as a grandparent, or as an uncle or a friend that has seen something in a young person? What could they do to get them started, maybe up there to get some lessons?
Sure. Well, that's what I would say, is you want to get them a little starter set. You don't have to, you know, break the bank on that. Maybe get them a driver, a wedge, a putter, and just get them out there and have fun. If they're not having fun, they're not going to stick with it. So
right.
Maybe get them a lesson with a PGA professional, myself, my father. There's a few really good pros in the area that at various facilities, but I would encourage you to get them involved with one of those pros with a lesson or two.
Okay.
Let them learn some fundamentals. And then there's a great program here in Lynchburg we do every summer called PGA Junior League. They can look it up, pgajuniorleague.com. It's an organization put on by the PGA of America, and it's a great way to get kids in like a sort of a t-ball atmosphere where they have a team jersey and they get to play.
Aww.
That's a great thing to do in the summers, but get them started before that so they kind of want to get the bug and they want to go out there and learn the game.
You got quite a heritage in your own family. We've got about 30 seconds here. Tell us, when your dad is teaching, tell us just in 30 seconds that your dad is very active. He's been active since the 70s in golf.
Sure. He's a lifetime member of the PGA Tour. First played in 1974 with Billy Casper, going way back when, and he's still been active. This year, he qualified for the Dick's Sporting Goods with a 65 at age 70. So he's still playing
awesome, really
good golf, and I'm really proud of him for what he's accomplished in his career, and looking forward for what he's going to do in the going forward.
You have good golf genes.
He does.
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
Jacob Mass from the Poplar Grove golf course up there in Amherst, ranked 14th in the state of Virginia by Golf Digest. Jacob, thank you for stopping in. Until Bobby Boudreaux, we said hi.
I definitely will. Thanks, guys.
It's 7:59. We've got CBS News coming up here at the top of the hour. Some more Friday funnies lined up.
And an exciting story about a mom from Florida.
Yeah.
Who came into Northern Virginia and got a standing ovation standing up against the school board there.
Sounds awesome. Also, Janet's Five and Dine next hour. Don't go anywhere.